Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is Value Side for Friday, March 5th. First up, China highlights their strong economy at the National People's Congress. Then unemployment drops to 6.2%. All that, and our preview of the rest of today's corporate results, along with the latest news on the economy, coming right up. Well, this weekend sets the stage for what will be the most important aspects of international trade and geopolitics for 2021. It all began last night with the opening of the 2021 National People's Congress in China. This annual affair brings together all of the leading politicians in China and outlines the country's goals and objectives for the coming year. And this year is a very special year in the history of China. As the New York Times and others have pointed out, this is the year, from their perspective, that China will emerge as the real leader of nations and as the champion in their management of the coronavirus pandemic. China, after all, is the only major economy to have had positive economic growth throughout 2020. All of the other major countries saw their economies decline for the year. And as in the case of the United States, among others, they now see their economy's progress set back at least a year or two, depending on how 2021 turns out. In other words, while China is steaming ahead with their economic growth, the U.S. in particular has had to demonstrate that we've turned the corner too and put up solid economic numbers for this year. Exhibit number one was reported this morning, when the January trade deficit numbers were released. For January, the U.S. trade deficit came in at $68.2 billion, over $1.5 billion greater than the month before, and a clear indication that U.S. production is not yet reaching its full potential. Now, from 2013 until 2019, only once did the monthly trade deficit for the U.S. exceed $50 billion. Yet for the past 7 months, the deficit has ballooned nearly 30% above that, caused, no doubt, by the impact of the economic lockdown in this country. Now, China, on the other hand, also experienced a lockdown as their initial reaction to the COVID-19 virus. However, by about mid-March or April of 2020, just as the U.S. went into full lockdown, China emerged from theirs. And China has been hitting on all cylinders, economically speaking, ever since. It really has been a remarkable recovery. Now, later this evening, just in time for the next session of the National People's Congress, the Chinese trade numbers will be released. And it is expected that for January, China had a surplus nearly as large as the Americans' deficit. Put that around somewhere in the mid-60 billions in U.S. dollars. It really does represent quite a contrast, and it puts the ball squarely in the Americans' court. The Chinese gauntlet has been laid down. It is now incumbent upon the USA to respond economically. Well, speaking of economics, it was a huge day in economic reports today, and perhaps the indication that the American economy is at last beginning to build some momentum. First up, a giant gain in non-farm payrolls. This is a leading gauge of future economic growth, as it's one of the first steps in increasing service and production in the economy. Non-farm payrolls were double the most optimistic Wall Street estimate, up a remarkable 379,000 in January. This in turn helped reduce unemployment, with the unemployment rate dropping to just 6.2%, the lowest level since the pandemic began. Interestingly, all of this employment gain came from the private sector, as we saw an unexpected drop in government employees of 86,000 in January. Now, in earnings results today, positive results from Big Lots, that's the online discount retailer, with slightly muted responses for Ruth Hospitality Group, that's the parent of Ruth Chris Steakhouses, and Hibbett Sports. And that's our look at Wall Street for Friday, March 5. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.